We bring in James Bryant of astatenation.com. James, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Doing good. James, big game up in Northeast Arkansas on the campus of Arkansas State against Middle Tennessee Saturday.
That's a little understatement. Probably the biggest game for Arkansas State in the Sun Belt Conference in a long time. To come down to the last game with both teams coming in at 8-3 and 6-1, it's for all the marbles. It's an undisputed conference championship game, and it's going to be interesting.
Do you think that Arkansas State and maybe Middle Tennessee too feel like it's a slap in the face that here they are supposedly playing for the right to play in the New Orleans Bowl, but New Orleans Bowl officials have already given an offer to come to their bowl to Louisiana Lafayette, and Louisiana Lafayette's accepted it?
You must have heard my earlier show. I rant and raved about Carl Benson in the Sun Belt office for about 2 hours. You know, I think it's an injustice that they did that, and I think they did it because ULL brought a lot of fans last year, and, you know, they've got to take the champion 2 out of the 4 years. But I just think it was a situation where they kind of got persuaded into doing it. If they were going to do that, I think they should have waited until after Middle and Arkansas State played Saturday, then make the announcement, even if they knew last week they were going to go to ULL was going to New Orleans. I think you wait after the conference championship's over before you do it.
I agree with you, and that's the thing, kind of what people are saying about Jeff Long. He is awaiting till the season's over. But when you look at Arkansas State and what they've done, how important was it that first game of the year against Oregon, and what did Arkansas State learn from that game going up there in that environment and playing a game like that? Even though you got beat, how did that help them mature for the rest of the year?
You know, I think that it showed them in the second half that And I understand it was against their twos and threes and not really their starters, but a whole lot of people hadn't done very well against their starters. But I think it showed this young team and a brand new coaching staff and those kind of things that this team has the ability to score a lot of points. They scored 30 something points against Oregon. They've scored 52 against ULL. This offense, when it's clicking, it's hard to stop, and I think that's the staple of Gus Malzahn and what he brings. And for this team to go to Oregon, and even though we lost, put up a bunch of points, I think it gave this team some confidence and something to build on.
What do you think about some of the people that had questions about the defense this year going into the season, about the job that John Thompson's been able to do?
Well, you know, I think that the questions on defensive side of the ball were legitimate. There was a lot of starters missing. You got Brandon Joyner, the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year, gone. You got DeMario Davis now with the New York Jets, gone. You had Kelsey McCray now with the Miami Dolphins, gone. There was a lot of holes to fill, but John Thompson has done an outstanding job. The kids have really bought in, and there's some talent there. Nate Harrell at linebacker, which should be up for Defensive Player of the Year himself. And you got Tim Sarson that was a backup to Joyner last year, and he's come in and has phenomenally had a great season and harassed the quarterbacks all year long. And so they kind of just stepped up and to the task and came through for this Arkansas State defense. And hey, it's been fun to watch. It's been some, but it hadn't really broke very much.
Yeah, and you look at Ryan Applin, what he's been able to do, and you know, how much confidence does Gus have in him and being able to give him two plays at the line of scrimmage and allowing him to check and get them into the right play?
You know, I think first of the season we didn't see much of that, and last year we saw a bunch of that. But I think when Arkansas State started really coming together, I think you were seeing some of that. I think that starting at the FIU game on the road after they had lost at home to Western Kentucky, I think he started checking off and seeing some things, and I think they allowed him more freedom. And he is – Ryan Applin, I can't say enough about this young man. He is an incredible athlete, but not only that, he is an incredible young man. a great ambassador for your university and just a super person to know. He could be your best bud anywhere you go. He has that charisma about him. You know, we went to Sunbelt Media Days, and they had one guy from every team there. And they had a kind of the after deal after the media day party. And all the other team members were, some of the other team guys were sitting there at a table. Ryan said, "Hey, I'm going to walk over and talk to the guys." 5 minutes later, we watched and looked over and watched, and they were, it looked like they were all in the huddle, captivated by Ryan Applin. He was leading that whole table just by his personality and his charisma. So that's the kind of young man this guy is. But he does it with his feet. He does it with his arm. He's a super, super athlete. The reigning Sunbelt Offensive Player of the Year. And I would think he's going to be the Sunbelt Player of the Year this year as well.
James Bryan of A-StateNation.com joins us on the Sterner and Havis Agency Hotline. James, it comes up this time of year with coaches that are hot commodities with the openings that are out there. Arkansas State lost Hugh Freeze last year after 1 year. What is the thinking around Jonesboro about Gus Malzahn and whether or not he will continue to be at Arkansas State, or will he move on to bigger and better things?
You know, I think that's always a concern. But, you know, at one point in the season when we I guess it was after the Western Kentucky loss, some people said, well, this team's going to be 6-6. I guess we don't have to worry about losing Gus Malzahn. Well, I had, you know, would you rather be 6-6 and not worry about it like they were in the Steve Roberts years, or would you rather be 9-win season, 10-win season, and be concerned about that? I think, you know, the answer to that. So winning comes responsibility, and you're going to get some of those rumors. But we can also tell what rumors do. I mean, you know, everybody thought Les Miles was going to Arkansas this week, and we saw how that turned out.
I don't think everybody thought he was going to Arkansas.
I think he was using the system right there.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely did. His agent used the system to get some more money. So, you know, I think you'll see things settle down. I think that Gus Malzahn said he wants to be here long term. But hey, if Auburn comes calling and with $4 or $5 million, you never know in this world of college football. You know, I think that we'll see. But I honestly think he'll be the head coach here next year. But I've been in this long enough to know that anything can happen. And so I think the fan base realizes that too.
That's a good problem. Real quick, what problems? What's a couple things Middle Tennessee State does really well that, you know, could give Arkansas State some problems real quick?
They create a lot of turnovers. They lead, I think, third in the nation in turnovers caused. They're the turnover ratio, and they like to fly to the ball, and they like to get turnovers. So we've got to, Arkansas State's got to protect the football. They can't put it on the ground. Ryan Applin can't throw interceptions, and that's something that this team hasn't done here lately.
James, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. And hopefully it'll be a beautiful day up in Jonesboro on Saturday.
I think it will be. It's a big game. Thanks, guys, for having me.